Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at mindfulness meditation-based pain relief, and finally, a story about exercise for non-specific low back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 545, recorded April 1st, 2016. It's no joke. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Mindfulness meditation reduces pain in experimental and clinical settings. However, it remains unknown whether mindfulness meditation engages pain-relieving mechanisms other than those associated with the placebo effect, including conditioning, psychosocial context, and beliefs, etc. To determine whether the analgesic mechanisms of mindfulness meditation are different from placebo, the authors of a study published in the Journal of Neuroscience randomly assigned 75 healthy human volunteers to 4 days of the following: mindfulness meditation, placebo conditioning, sham mindfulness meditation, or book listening control intervention. The authors assessed intervention efficacy using psychosocial evaluation of experimental pain and functional neuroimaging. Mindfulness meditation reduced pain intensity and pain unpleasantness ratings more than the placebo anesthesia. Mindfulness meditation also reduced pain intensity and pain unpleasantness ratings more than sham mindfulness meditation. This study is the first to demonstrate that mindfulness-related pain relief is mechanistically distinct from placebo analgesia. The elucidation of this distinction confirms the existence of multiple cognitively driven supraspinal mechanisms for pain modulation. Surf to our show notes for links. Exercise can be an effective component of treatment for many chronic conditions, from knee osteoarthritis to type 2 diabetes, but physicians must be aware of the details of evidence-based interventions for the specific condition to properly prescribe it for their patients, according to a multidisciplinary review and how-to guide published online recently in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. A section of this review looked at exercise for non-specific low back pain. According to the rationale for exercise for non-specific low back pain, each type of exercise has a different rationale. The two main types that can be used are motor control exercises and graded activity. Motor control exercise aims to retrain control of the trunk muscles, posture, and movement patterns using principles of motor learning such as segmentation and simplification. Graded activity exercise aims to improve a patient's ability to complete functional activities and incorporates principles from cognitive behavioral therapy and exercise science. The program addresses physical impairments such as impaired endurance, muscle strength, and balance, but also considers psychological barriers to activity resumption, such as pain-related fear, low self-efficacy, or misunderstandings about back pain. As always, discuss all exercise suggestions with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Henry Ford. Quality means doing it right when no one is looking. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.